All at once, Drover and I were in huge trouble. We were about to be attacked by a headless cowboy. Well, you know me. When I'm confronted by something as spooky as a headless cowboy, I don't just sit there looking simple. I run. Yes, sir, we ran, digging several trenches in the ground as we moved our camp to safer ground, so to speak. Firing barks and squeaks over our shoulders, we raced down the hill towards the house and went flying over the yard fence. Lucky for us, Sally Mae was out in the yard hanging up clothes on the clothesline. We headed straight for her and took refuge behind her legs. Not so lucky for us, she got her legs tangled up in our quivering bodies and fell into the clothes basket. But getting screamed at by Sally Mae was the least of our worries. For you see, the headless cowboy had followed us into the yard. It gets worse from here. Don't listen anymore unless you're certified tough and unscarable. No kidding. Let me try to sort it all out. I mean, things were happening so fast that it was hard to keep them straight. Okay, Sally Mae fell into the clothes basket, which wasn't entirely my fault. Or to approach it from another direction, it wasn't my fault at all. She slipped and fell into the basket of clothes. It could have happened to anyone. Just one of those things. But guess who got blamed for it?
Hank, get away from my clean clothes!
At this point in the drama, Sally Mae was still unaware that she and Drover and I were about to be attacked by the headless cowboy. He had just come through the yard gate, and this was no joke. I could see him plain as day, and I was barking with all my heart and soul. Pretty scary, huh? Well, it got worse. Just then, Drover hopped into Sally Mae's lap, and one of the sheets that had been flapping in the wind wrapped around the upper part of her body.